Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate tuning in this morning. A very pleasant Tuesday. It's 10 after 9. It's 66 degrees outside. And I have a guest sitting across the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the executive director of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. It is Carrie Halbert. Good morning, Carrie. Thank you
Good
very much
morning.
For coming in. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am fantastic. Outstanding.
Outstanding.
Outstanding. We got two enthusiastic, fired up people in
That's
here today,
right.
don't we?
Yes.
So everybody turns the radios. Oh,
no.
No,
they love listening to us. They love it.
Oh, gosh. It's those two that they're on speed today. How about that? They've each taken they're on Coke. Coca-Cola.
That's right. Diet for me.
Diet Coke, caffeine. What is going on in the world? You had a meeting this morning, didn't
we
you?
We did. We had a meeting.
How'd that go? Do you still get big crowds? Because I
yes.
used to go to that.
Yes, we still
I
do get
really
big crowds.
Enjoyed going to those meetings. They were
Really?
They were...
Somehow I really don't believe you, but we always have a good time at the chamber meeting.
That's exactly right. I wouldn't have said it. Well... You know me. You know
I
me.
Do
and
know
me.
You. Yes.
You know me and
yes.
meetings. Yeah. So yeah, you do know that when I'm fibbing.
Yeah.
But no. So you had a big crowd today.
Yes.
Good meeting. What
yep.
What all did you talk about today? Tell
oh
me.
Gosh. Well,
can
we
you,
have...
can, is it all secret or anything?
No. Nope. Nothing secret.
Just go into executive session at the
no,
chamber meeting.
No, we're well. Not like city council.
You don't go into exec. Well, that's good.
Well, they have sent me out of the room a couple of times.
The only executive session is when you guys are picking the winners for the business of the year.
Yeah,
and that kind
community
of stuff.
Service award.
Yeah,
now that's the big secret.
Now, have you settled? Has the world settled down for you? Has Donna sent you a thank you note and everything yet?
Well, I've seen her out and about, and I just, she, you know what? She's helping out with, I think she decorated the hospital had their auxiliary thing, you know, where they talk about the volunteers,
yeah.
or they recognize, there
recognize,
we go, recognize
yeah,
volunteers.
Dinner.
Yes. Anyway, I think she decorated for that.
So just out of the blue.
Well, she's so talented. Everybody wants
she
her.
She is so talented. She is very talented.
Yes.
We're talking about
She's
Donna
in
Reaver. Talking about Donna Reaver, of course, this year's Citizen of the Year winner and a deserving winner.
Yes.
What all did you talk about this morning at the big meeting? What's coming up in
oh,
the world?
Oh, we have a lot coming
Council?
Up at the chamber.
Well, before we talk about what's coming up, tell me about Girlfriend's Day Out. That was a nice big day, wasn't it?
Yes. It was a great day. Girlfriend's Day Out. We had about 100 people.
Was that a week and a half ago?
April 9th.
Weather was nice, wasn't it?
Yes, it was nice.
Did you shop?
I did.
Yeah?
Yep.
What'd you get?
Shop.
Did you buy me anything?
I bought full store. Okay, so went to Serendipity and
yeah.
I bought the steaks, and they have my house numbers on them. So I have three, you know, separate steaks, and they're colorful. So I put them in front of my column in my house. In,
this
know,
is
going to
be
house.
Good. I can see you've got preteen sons who might.
Yeah.
Who might yes. see those steaks as an opportunity.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly. So I get them all, you know, nice. And, you know, an hour later, I look out.
It took an hour.
Here's
huh?
Grant grabbing those steaks and just putting them smack dab in the middle of the yard. I'm by the sidewalk. I'm like, Grant, what are you doing? Well, I'm just putting them out here. And I'm like, okay, well, make sure they're in order because, you know, we don't want to be 702 residents.
Yeah.
So anyway... So he didn't like where they put them, so he moved them up towards the porch, and so they remain there.
So basically, what you've done is you've put the number of the stakes in front of your
yes.
home, right? I presume
yep.
I don't know 107, 207, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And the kids kept them in order.
Yes, he did keep them in order.
And you know
Thank
why?
God.
You know why he basically kept them in order, right?
Why?
So the pizza man knows where to find it.
Oh, well, we just live a block away from theirs. So we just walk up there. But yes, if we want another one to deliver, yes,
sure.
that's right.
Sure.
That's important.
Well, you see, that is very important.
Or the fire department.
Or the well, I guess. I guess that would be important too.
Yep.
Okay, so you had the big Girlfriend's Day Out, and
yep.
How were the crowds?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. There were the businesses. Had
good reports
a lot
from
of,
all your businesses?
Yep. Good reports.
Well, wonderful. That's mm-hmm. that's probably pretty fulfilling and satisfying
it
for
is.
You.
It is. I like it, you know, when they or text me, you know, and say, I had this many people or this many coupons turned in, or, you know, we were busy all day. I love to hear that.
Did you go uptown or down to B-Way and have breakfast?
I didn't. We had something that morning and I couldn't go.
Well, I mean, that was one of the cool things I thought of.
It is
Girlfriend's
neat.
Day out, that they had breakfast and you can go all over the place and just do other things.
Right.
So that's one you'll probably bring back, I guess, then.
Oh, yeah.
How many was that? Was this the fourth?
Yes, fourth annual.
It kind of depends a little bit on the weather, on how many people you get for that. Do you see that?
No, the weather hasn't really been an issue. I don't know what. I mean, there's a lot just going on in town.
Yeah.
I think that has a lot to do with it, too, what events are going on. And there's always things to do in Fairfield.
What's going on this? What do you have coming up next? I know. Okay,
oh,
last
gosh.
Week. Okay, so that was Saturday the 9th.
Everybody needs to check my events page then on our Facebook.
Then you had the big Friday last weekend, Friday.
Yes, I had
that
two
was
ribbon.
A huge deal.
I had two ribbon carriers.
Who was the first one?
Patty Sheer Magic.
Oh, really?
Yes, on April the 12th.
Oh, okay. That was that was out there at Deep Rock.
What?
That's the Deep Rock gas station.
No.
Yeah.
No.
The Patty Sheer Magic is what was the Deep Rock gas station.
It may have been a gas station, but I had no idea it was called that.
It was Deep Rock like 50 years ago.
Oh.
45 years ago.
Okay.
That's what people know as Deep Rock.
I've never heard of that.
Really?
No. That's a new one to me.
Yeah. Yeah. The Kerr McGee.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Kerr McGee. There you go.
Well, before Kerr McGee, it was Deep Rock.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are
help.
Getting an educational lesson here.
I'm here to help you.
Thank you. I need help someday.
So Patty, join the.
Yeah, she joined the chamber. And have you seen her new salon?
I have not.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful
see Mark
inside.
Mark keeps doing more work. Mark Owen just
it
keeps doing
so
more and more
nice.
Work out there. And.
And I drove by the other day, and she put a ribbon on her columns out front. It looks so cool.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, she put your ribbon, the one you had
cut.
Yeah,
the one we cut. And there's two bows. It looks so cute.
What color is the ribbon? It was yellow.
Red? No, for hers it was red.
For her it was red. Oh, so you vary the color.
Well, I did vary the color for the Bobcat one. That was a little different.
I wondered about that
because
I thought it was always a red ribbon.
It's always red, but I didn't. Really want red for
you
the
wanted,
Bobcats.
For the Bobcats, you wanted the color
yellow,
of the team
gold.
Color.
Yes,
right.
Team color is important.
Okay. So, good crowd, I guess, at
yes.
Patty's?
Yes, really good crowd.
I didn't make it out to that. Sorry about that one.
I expect you next time.
I got kicked off the chamber. What are
you
talking about?
You can still come.
I got kicked off the chamber. I'm still very bitter.
You're not. Whatever.
You kicked me out.
You can still come to my events.
I guess that's true. Okay, well, I did go to the one Friday night.
Yes.
Talk about
that.
That
was great.
That was a nice crowd, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And we had a lot of the donors there that, you know, helped out with the softball field. And
so did you sidle up to Dr. Cuby?
I did not get a chance to talk to him.
You needed to get up to Dr. Cuby and see if you could get him in the chamber.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Since he brought like 30 people.
He did bring a lot of people. They had their neat little
Peoria.
Shirts on. Yeah. Those were neat looking
Those were wild shirts. So for ladies and gentlemen, if you weren't, we're talking about the Bobcat Field dedication out at the out at Southwest Park on Friday evening. And the folks from the Spinal Center, Dr. Cuby and the Spinal Center up in Peoria, he donated the scoreboard. And it was just a beautiful.
Oh, it's amazing.
Beautiful scoreboard. But he brought about 30 people down from Peoria on a big old party bus, and they looked like they had a good time.
Yes. Yeah, it was a great crowd. Just a great crowd. I was really pleased.
And team won one of the two, so
yep,
that's good.
That's right.
So that's good. Tell me a little bit, did you was the crowd bigger? The donor crowd was huge there.
Yes.
I didn't realize all those people had made donations.
Oh, yeah. It takes a village to create something. I mean, it takes a lot of people, a lot of volunteers, a lot of money to put something, you know, up that of that magnitude.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's because – and she makes a good point because the place is just beautiful.
It is. That backstop is just gorgeous.
If you haven't – if you're an aficionado of ballparks, or if you just like the occasional ballpark, or even if you don't like the occasional ballpark, go out and take a look at the Center Park, Bobcat Field there at the in Southwest Park, because it's gorgeous.
It is.
They've got
New bleachers?
New bleachers.
Mm-hmm.
We got play pens and stuff around there for folks to go on playgrounds.
Yep. Play pens.
Play pens. Playgrounds.
That's playgrounds. A little different, isn't it? No play
pens. A play pen is different.
Exactly. That's
is that like a pig pen?
No.
That's a little different from the playground. Well, they've each got you know, some kind of the mulch or something in there, right? Is the floor? Is it dirt inside those play pens?
Play pens.
Playgrounds.
Playgrounds. Well, it's mulch. Yeah, sometimes they have mulch. Sometimes they have tire, like.
The rubbery
yes.
stuff.
Yep.
The Chads or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Yeah. How in the world did we get to
you
that?
I don't know, man. Let me tell you. So all around the inside of the field is it called a warning track?
The warning track.
That
yeah.
is so neat looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am just so impressed
warning,
with this field.
The warning track is, it's a, you know how they make that? They make that it's a different, or they want it to be a different surface than anything else.
Right.
So that. It warns you when you step on it.
Right. It's really cool. Everybody should go out there and look at it. It's so beautiful.
It's done. They've done a great job.
Yeah.
I'm talking with Carrie Halbert from the Fairfield City Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back to talk about a lot more things going on in the city when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show. You're listening on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM in Fairfield. Back in a bit. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. Got a guest across the way. It's Carrie Halbert. She's the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce here in the city of Fairfield. And a very active chamber. Did you just tell me that the chamber has... several new members? You gave me the number, and I just find that difficult to believe. How many new members already?
12.
In 2016?
Yes.
That seems like a lot, doesn't it?
Hey.
What was your goal?
12 a year. Once a month. One a month. 12 for the whole year.
So cool. So this is April.
Yes.
It's April 19th.
Yes.
You can basically just sit back and get fat, happy, and sassy the rest of the year.
No, that's not me. That is not me. I've already been out there.
You met the goal.
Nope. I'll just double it.
Okay. Well, that's good. Carrie Halbert, the executive director. We're talking about all kinds of things going on in the city. What's next? What's coming up? What's new in the town?
Next thing we have coming up is our golf scramble.
The golf scramble. Okay. Yeah. When's that?
May 27th.
May it's a Friday. 27th. That's a cool. Well, we've got to make sure that I'm signed up and ready to play in that.
Yep.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Where's that going to be?
At our Wayne County Golf Course, of course. Where else would we have it?
Do you have just one? Is it just one time to play, or is there one?
Lunch
is 8 and 1.
No, and only in the afternoon.
So what time is it?
Lunch is at noon, okay. And then we tee off is at 1.
So have you had a whole bunch of folks call back in and set up teams yet?
Well, we sent them out about 3 weeks ago, so we have heard back from some.
So good.
Yeah.
Good. Are you looking for more?
Oh, I'd always take more.
If
yes.
Folks are looking, if they're interested.
Yes.
Who do they get a hold of?
They can get a hold of me at the chamber. They can email me, chamber@fairfieldwireless.net, or you can call me, 842-6116 at the chamber.
Okay. Tell me about the golf outing. We'll be playing. I was talking to Marty yesterday. I had Marty Vaughn in here along with Jill Musgrave. And how do people play the new 18 since they shut it off? How are you going to have people play in the 18? Have you thought about it?
That is for Tom to figure out. That's for Tom helps me out on that.
Well, what he suggested, if you go out there to play 18, you just play the old 9.
Right.
Then you can play 10.
Okay.
And then you can just drop one hole out when you come back around on the other 9.
Okay, there you go.
Unless you want to play.
Sounds great.
Unless you want to play 10 twice. Well, 18, that's 10.
Right.
Make 18 number 10. Because if you play 18 twice, if I play 18 twice, I would tend to lose more golf balls than I want to.
Oh, because it's in the water. It's like the island, kind of.
The water hole.
Yeah.
So what kind of prizes are we going to have for that? Get big prizes?
Yeah. Well, for a first place team, they get $250 in chamber bucks.
How about that?
Yeah. Chamber bucks are awesome.
Speaking of chamber bucks, you still selling any? You'll still sell a TGIF mm-hmm. raffle,
yep.
won't you?
Somebody came in recently and bought one.
No kidding.
Yeah.
At least I got 8 months.
I know. There's plenty of time, and your name goes back in the drawing, so come on in and buy a TGIF
Eight and a half
ticket.
Months to win. You can win. Somebody could conceivably win about another 35 times this year.
Yes, exactly.
That's a possibility.
It is. It's a possibility. Anything's possible.
It's remote.
But it's possible.
It's possible.
Take out everybody else's name.
If I was lucky enough to win that thing 35 times more this year, you know what? I'd really have preferred to bought a lottery ticket.
Oh, my gosh.
But anyway.
Your luck's good. Okay. Well, second place team is $200 in chamber bucks.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So that's just barely less than the first place.
Yep.
Okay, what else?
And then we have 25 chamber bucks is for the longest putt.
Okay.
And then we have the longest drive for men and for women, and that's $25 in chamber bucks as well.
So you're just throwing chamber bucks all over the place.
Yep. It's just raining chamber bucks.
Raining chamber bucks. That is the coolest thing. All right, so what's for lunch?
Well, Peoples is providing lunch. They're sponsoring it. We'll have sandwiches. Usually we have sandwiches.
I was trying to remember what you had back there last year.
Like chicken salad.
That's what I was thinking. I didn't know if it was chicken. I was trying to remember. The hospital does one, too, and I didn't know if they did. One of you usually does barbecue, and one of you does chicken salad.
No, we don't do barbecue.
Okay, it must be the hospital that does barbecue. Yeah. Or the Sloppy Joe.
No, we don't do Sloppy
Joe. Not Sloppy Joe. Like pulled pork type of.
That's barbecue.
Yeah, I guess.
I
guess you could call it that. May 27th.
May 27th. It's right. Friday. Friday before Labor Day.
I bet you find a lot of people who take that, who like to play in that, just basically to
get the day off.
Nice way to start the
weekend.
The holiday weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool.
It is. And if you want to be a hole sponsor, you can call me too. That's $100 to be a hole sponsor.
Only 100?
Yeah, that's a deal.
Is that down?
Is it what?
I thought that was higher than that.
No,
last year.
It's always been 100.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's cheap.
I know. You have your name on a sign by a hole, you can be a hole sponsor.
Wow.
So if you're a business out there or even a person and you want to be a hole sponsor, contact me.
So you can put Bruce Dickey right there by the hole.
That's right.
That guy is, that guy is a real hole. You're not going to speak anymore, are you?
I don't even know what to say.
All right.
You crack me up.
All right. The golf outing is on May 27th. What else we have coming up? I like this other thing. You've got a lot of changes coming up with the next one, don't you?
Which one? The timeline?
Yeah, talk about the porch contest first.
Okay, porch contest.
You did this last year.
We did.
Was that the first time?
I loved going around taking pictures of everybody's porches. That was so much fun.
Yeah. The people, did
it
anybody,
was. You're did like, it, yeah, okay. No, really, oh, it no, was.
I'm just asking, did eBay call the cops?
No. Nobody no cops were called.
They set the dogs on you?
Nope.
Did you go up? All right, did you go up to actually onto the porches?
And, yes. And yeah, I, like the one person I knew, and I'm sure they probably didn't know
who
the
ended
porch
up winning
had
last
been nominated.
Year? Do you remember?
Yeah, I have it right here.
Who won last year?
For this, well, we have different categories. So for the stoop was... Bob and Arnetta Edwards.
Okay, now we had issues last year with this stoop thing, didn't we?
It's smaller than a small porch.
I'm just trying to figure out what a stoop is,
it's
as opposed
like a,
to a
like
porch.
Stairs up to.
Okay, there's nowhere the to sit.
You could have like a little chair, like one chair might fit on.
No
a stoop.
Rail.
You could have a rail. She had a railing around there.
But no, like. A
Am
chair.
I gonna have to bring you pictures next time? Oh my gosh.
All right. Okay. So okay. You have, what are the different categories?
Okay. Well, we're changing it a little bit this year. In the okay. last year, we had a small porch, and Becky Stahl won that. We're not going to do the small porch this year.
Becky doesn't get to win the thing again? She can't
well, she
defend?
She can win. She could just do.
She can't defend?
She can. She'll be the reigning.
She'll be the reigning small stoop
yes.
winner forever.
And then we did large porch. Large porch was Sean Bourne's one.
That was nice.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a very impressive porch.
And then the Serendipity People's Choice, and that was Kylie Julius on Laurel Street.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Serendipity's still doing that this year?
Yes, they are.
That's cool.
But we're going to have a new category.
Really?
Yes.
What's the new category?
The back porch.
We didn't do back porch last time?
We didn't do back porch. No, we did include back porches, but now it's going to be a totally separate category.
Really?
Yep.
So it'll be like, are we have closed-in porches, like with the screened-in porch,
could
that
be.
Kind of thing?
Yeah.
Now, if it's a screened-in porch, do folks have to get inside and actually take the picture inside?
I did. Like, I went knocking on their door. And I mean, I know a lot of people in town, so like a lot of the people I knew, so I would just knock on their door and be like, hey, you've been nominated. Can I take a picture of your porch? And they're like, sure.
I got to tell you, I was there when, because somebody nominated my porch.
Yes.
And I was there.
I love your porch.
Oh.
I love your porch. I really do. The colors and...
It is very colorful.
Yes.
The reason I'm
I know why back, you're laughing.
Because it was dirty and whenever
it didn't look dirty. The dog in the picture. Listen.
Right.
The instructions were to get a picture of your porch with the
dog in the window.
Yes, with the dog in the window.
He's sticking his head out the window now, yeah. By the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to go. Ooh, maybe somebody will nominate you again.
Oh, no.
I'll have to go and take a picture.
No, that's okay. We haven't, actually, we haven't cleaned the porch yet this year.
I haven't either.
It's been a long winter.
I know. It's just now getting warm. I did put out some stuff on my porch this weekend.
I need to get out the leaf blower.
I used mine on there the other day.
That's the best thing to do. Isn't
I
it?
Love my leaf blower.
You know how you can tell a potential winning porch from a potential losing porch?
How?
The potential losing porches use leaf blowers on their porch, like me.
No.
The winning porch people actually go out there and sweep and wipe stuff down and take.
Well,
good
I get the
care.
Leaves off.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
and all around my porch there's leaves, so I blow all those away.
All right, now so how's this work? Somebody, folks are going to end up nominating people
yes,
or something, right?
Yes, they
when's
can
that
nominate.
Start?
It'll start probably beginning of May.
You'll send out a press release.
Yes, we'll do a press release
and all that kind of business.
Yep.
Okay, so folks will be nominating porches.
So start thinking about it. Start getting your porches ready.
See, now that's cool. I like this is one to me one of the best ones you do. One of the best things you do, because this gets basically it cleans up the entire neighborhoods, homes and stuff. They
yes.
they go
pretty
into competition. They pretty up their porch to try to be a better looking than the next door neighbor.
Right.
And then that starts fist fights because whenever folks.
No, I know an example of a stoop.
Where?
Okay, by Johnson's Vaughn Funeral Home. There's the condos, and they have stoops. The front.
So you're basically a step up.
Yes, it could be, but that would be considered a stoop.
How could I'm just trying to think how one can decorate a stoop. I guess
my grandma lived there, and she used to have decorate it. She had a goose, and now I have the goose. It's on my porch, but we would so we have clothes for the goose. I have a cute outfit on my goose right now.
Oh heavens. So what you're saying
is... I love Goose.
So, what's his name?
I don't know if I've named...
Do you haven't named your goose? You've grown up with this goose on your grandma's stoop forever and ever.
Yes.
Your grandpa had it. Your grandma and grandpa had it,
yes,
when they lived. When
the bankers, not the Burkitts.
Okay. The bankers. Yeah. Right. They had it when they lived over there on 9th Street.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I remember.
You remember Goose, all the outfits, Goose's, the rank. I know. Grandma even made it a NASCAR dress.
Oh, my.
Isn't that awesome?
Gosh. Oh.
I've just blown your mind, haven't I?
So what you're telling me is that there's all kind. There are just... innumerable.
I need more Goose clothes. I wonder where I can get them.
Your grandma didn't teach you how to... grandma didn't teach you how to sew?
Well, no.
Goose clothes?
No, but I did take a pattern of hers, and I just kind of did that pattern. But
yeah, how'd that turn out?
Okay. I just got it, but my stepmom has made me some.
Well, see, now that's very thoughtful.
Yes.
That's very thoughtful of her to make you...
It is. I have to keep the tradition going.
You have like little
Goose was naked for a couple days last week. I'm like, this isn't right. I got to get clothes on Goose.
I can't believe he's just named Goose.
Yes.
I mean, if he's been a member of the family for the last 40 years.
I know. Nobody ever named Goose. None of the grandkids? That's kind of strange. I don't know.
You name him Gray?
No. No.
Ladies and gentlemen. She would. She'll accept donations of goose clothing. Are you looking for like a little muleback or goose stuff?
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Like a little colt.
Yeah, there you go.
Another year he'll be in high school. Yeah.
There you go.
That would be great.
Could put the little colt.
You know what I really
need? Goose. Oh, here we go. Yeah, what do you really need?
My NASCAR driver retired, so now I have a new favorite.
Oh, Jeff Gordon. You've lost Jeff Gordon.
I know, but now I need a Brad Keselowski outfit for Goose.
Well, see, there you've done it. You've put it out there in the world that it's like the what is it, Oprah's secret or something.
Yeah.
You've now put it out in the world, so you'll get it. That is the wonder you're really thinking here.
Okay, well, that's not gonna happen, but I'll have to make my own. I'm sure
we'll be back in just a minute. I'm talking with Carrie Halbert from the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. We're gonna talk. They've got more stuff going on, not just this porch contest.
We do. We're busy.
We got a lot of stuff going on. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these.
Well, you admit you like a game, but you're not gonna play. You just ignore what your body's trying to say. I got the feeling that you're playing and we're both gonna win. And I think this angel's about to sing. I get excited just thinking what you might be like. I get excited, there's heaven in your eyes tonight. The fire's ignited down below, it's burning bright. Bite your lip, you keep them open when we kiss, you're a hypocrite. You got my body dancing tangles in 3/4 time. This angel's gonna spread her wings tonight. I get excited just thinking what you might be like. I get excited, there's heaven.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in and listening this morning. It's about 946, 73 degrees on the way up to, says 80, but with it being this warm already, it might get a little warmer than that. The sun's out, too, right now. It's supposed to be cloudy, but should be a nice day. All right, we've been talking about, I've got Carrie Halbert here. She's the executive director of the Fairfield City Chamber of Commerce, and we've been talking about the Girlfriend's Day Out, the golf outing coming up, and also the porch contest.
Yep.
The townwide rummage sale is coming up to it, and that's what folks really get to they get excited about, don't they?
Yeah, people contacted me in March about what the date was going to be. It's June 18th.
June 18th, yes. For the townwide rummage sale.
Yes.
Okay, so that is 2 months from yesterday.
Yep. So everybody get their junk out, start pricing it, getting it ready.
Start planning it. Make your plans now.
That's right.
And part of those plans means what? You've got to contact you.
Yes, they need to contact me if they want to be on the map, because we give out maps.
Yeah.
And if they want their address on the map, it needs to be within city limits.
Okay.
Okay. And that would be $5 to have their address on there. But we're going to do something new this year.
Really?
Yes.
So the address will be on the map.
Yeah.
Off to the side, right?
Right.
And then it'll be marked in the map. Okay.
Correct.
All right.
Okay. So on the back of the map.
Which you've never done anything with the back of the map.
That's right. But we're going to this year.
Really?
Yep. We're going to sell advertising like spaces.
Really?
Yep.
So, and this would be for... If, like, say I've got, if I'm putting together my rummage sale, right?
Yep.
And I've got, say, a collection of...
NASCAR.
So I've got a collection of Hot Wheels NASCAR.
That's right. Yes.
Or for my case, more like a collection of big shoes.
Okay.
Or size 16 shoes that only, you know, that somebody might just be really looking for.
People would want that.
Size 16 shoes?
I mean, if it's not readily available...
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
you're basically pointing out that somebody might look at it and say, "Oh my gosh, goodness, I could use those. I want to put a clown costume together for Halloween."
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is that it's probably hard to find that size.
You think?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
And so for somebody, and it's probably a little bit more expensive to buy a shoe like that. So then
you think?
Then they could get a real good bargain.
There you go. I'm not about to let any of my size 16 shoes go, because I mean, like you say, they're collector's items. So folks can advertise something for their particular rummage sale on the back,
and it's going to be one advertising space. It's going to be about the size of a business card,
okay,
which will be about 30 words.
Okay.
And that is, if to have your space on the back and address in the front, that will be $10.
So it's like an extra $5 to throw something on the back.
Yes.
And that's first come, first serve, I'm guessing.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
how many are you going to have?
20 spaces available.
Only 20 spaces on the back.
Yes.
You're not going to make coupons or anything, I guess.
No,
I mean, that'd
no
be kinda
coupons.
Silly.
Yeah. Nope.
Don't want to cut them up.
Nope. It'd
be silly to cut the map up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we're not doing that.
So basically, if you're going to be putting something, if you're going to put your rummage sale on the front,
yes,
and you want to have like a little bit more information about it, put it on the back there.
Right. Extra $5.
That's amazing.
Yeah. What a bargain.
When did you come up with that idea?
Well, somebody mentioned that to me. Nope. Was not you. mentioned that to me last year.
That's a good idea.
It is a good idea, because that's just blank space on the back of the map that we could be using.
Well, that, and you also, it gives you the opportunity to, wait a minute, you're not making enough money on this thing.
Why? Oh, well,
You're only making $100 on the back.
Well, it's better than nothing.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. How many folks will you get, will you have on the map, the front?
I think we had 30 or 40 last time. We may have had more than that. I don't remember.
Well, I guess you are really kind of a non-profit deal, aren't you?
We are non-profit, all of our money goes back into the community.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so I guess really not a money-making project for you.
No.
You're trying to make sure you have enough maps.
I'm providing a service
for
the community.
Exactly right. That's what I meant to say rather than you're not making enough money on it.
Well, it is nice to make a little money to cover the cost of things.
Sure.
Of course, you want to do that. But, you know, all of the money goes into the community.
All right. Now, what kind of items do you think you have? You go to these rummage sales, right?
I haven't been to any in a while.
I mean, last year.
I didn't go last year.
You didn't go last
year?
No,
I actually stayed up at the chamber in case somebody needed a map.
Oh, I see. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of ruins your day, doesn't it?
That's okay. I get to do some work.
Now, are most of these rummage sales, that day's the Saturday?
Yes.
What about the folks who like the 2-day rummage sale? I mean, what do you do for the Friday people? They don't.
Well, we won't do. I mean, it's just.
You're not.
I'm not doing the 2 day.
You're not doing the 2 day.
No, nope, only Saturday.
But some of these people.
Last year,
folks can pick up their maps early, though.
Oh, yeah. We're going to distribute some maps beforehand out in the stores, in some of the retail stores that are willing, or the banks that are willing to take them.
You know what somebody could put on the back, open Friday as well.
They could. I mean, they have 30 words. I mean, so they could say.
That's only four.
Well, then they have it. That's right.
Well, the bad deal is, and it's the worst part about doing rummage sales is you can set the time to start at 8
you can say 7 a.m. and they're there at 6.
The folks are there at 5.
Yeah.
Or you can set it to start Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock and folks are there at noon.
Or they call you and go, oh, hey, I want this.
Hey, I was looking at the, yeah.
Well, mom, usually we have my rummage sale at my mom's because it's right there on Main Street. And boy, they start coming early. You're setting things out and here they are.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Which is good. I mean, you want to get rid of it.
Well, sure. Sure.
Plus, it's a great place to have it.
Well, yeah, that's right next to the busy intersection. Mm-hmm. Okay, so not only do you have that map you're going to be doing, you're doing another map, aren't you?
Yes, we are. The county maps.
Right.
Yes. Okay, so
as a
that's
service.
A hot commodity, let me tell you.
As people, a service, yes. You have provided maps to
see
folks.
The money from the rummage sale map
will
go towards the county maps.
There you go.
So, yes, a lot of people come into the chamber and ask for maps. City maps, county maps. Well, we're currently out of county maps, but we need to order more.
Right.
So that is what we can use our money for.
You're going to put advertising on the back of those two?
I think, yes, there has been some advertising on the back of that.
See, now that makes
sense.
Would
you guys like to advertise on it? That would be awesome.
I tell you what, with all the power that I have here, yes! You could take that for what it's worth.
Oh, I will.
I never say no. Somebody else will be the one saying yes or
no.
That's
okay.
On that. That's not right. Me. That's fine. That's well. So that's cool.
Yeah.
So the maps are coming out soon.
A lot of people come in the chamber and look around because we have a lot of business cards of our businesses.
Yeah.
They come and yeah.
Tell me some of the new
chamber members. We have two.
Two new chamber members since the last time you and I talked.
That's right. The Budget Inn.
Really?
Yes, which is the corner of Delaware and
First. The former Uptown Motel.
Yes.
I wonder how long it's been since it's been the Uptown Motel.
I'd say
20 years?
No, not that long. Maybe 10.
10 since they took the sign down?
Yeah, because you know where the sign is, right?
It's in the...
it's in the Hanna House, isn't it?
Is it in the Hanna House? I know Brown Hotel is.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, the Brown Motel is.
I wonder where that sign is.
I don't know.
Right
in the back.
No. That was an iconic sign in this town.
That sure was. You took a lot of light bulbs.
Yeah.
When's the ribbon cutting for
Yet. Not yet.
You're going to do this at a later date, I presume.
Probably, yes.
Okay.
And the other one is called Right Way Home Inspections.
Right Way Home Inspections. Mm-hmm. How do you spell that?
It's Right Way, RIGHTWAY. Okay. It's all one word.
All right.
He's out of Johnsonville.
Really?
John Hutchins is the owner.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so you give him a call and he'll inspect your home.
That's right.
For like real estate type of stuff or something?
Yep. Sure will.
How about that?
And he
that?
Does have a Facebook page. So if you need to go check him out, you can go to the Facebook page.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff going on.
We're busy.
Have you started preparing for Fall Fun Fest and all that kind of business yet?
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't mean to say the magic words.
Oh, well, like let me tell you.
Has the countdown begun?
Yes. So I'm
all right, so you're looking at about 150 days right now, right?
Oh, my gosh. You're stressing me out already. So on our Facebook page, the Chamber's Facebook page, I have created an events thing. And so that I put that on there the other day. And people went crazy already. I'm like, Lord have mercy. Okay.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Yeah, hold on. You're telling me that other people are going crazy about the Fun Fest, not just you.
Yeah.
Because you're the crazy one.
Oh my gosh. I love Fall Fun Fest. Yes.
I know that.
But they were like sharing it the day and writing down, what they wanted a booth, like their business, because they.
Claiming
well,
their
like,
spot.
Yeah.
Claiming
we're
their
not
spot.
Doing that yet, as far as I know.
Claiming so. Their. Oh, I bet you are.
Well,
I mean, I bet people are intending at their spots to be
I'm sure.
Last year.
Yeah.
You aren't moving anybody around. Unless somebody gives up a spot.
That's true.
So the excitement has begun, huh?
The excitement has begun.
What's the date?
The date is September. Oh, gosh. Let me see here.
I'm doing the math in my head for the number of the countdown.
September.
So Wednesday, probably the...
September 14th through the 17th.
Okay, September 14th is the Wednesday, right?
Yes. Yep.
All right, so you're looking at about, let's see, one, two,
I mean, I'm excited three. About the Fall Fun Fest, but I got to fill that chamber tent. That's always my goal.
It's 149 days, I believe.
Yep.
148 days.
Okay. It's on, baby. Bring it on. Huh? Bring on the Fall Fun Fest. I'm all ready. I think my mom and I are going to go, you know, running down the street.
At 2 a.m. You're going to go running around at 2 a.m. on the Tuesday night whenever the roads are shut down.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. It's so exciting. It is so, okay.
Oh, that's
it's just now spring, people. It's just now spring. Got to get back in the spring mode.
Okay. We got a lot of spring stuff.
Yes,
still to
we
do.
Yes,
well,
we do.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much for joining the show.
Bruce,
again
thanks
today.
For having me.
I'll have you back here next month, I guess.
Yes, that's right.
Looking at a month or so from today, folks. Thanks for listening to the Bruce Dickey Show today. We'll talk to y'all again tomorrow. Have a great day.